World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Kylian Mbappe did not just score another World Cup goal. He made France feel inevitable in a match that absolutely did not feel comfortable. In brutal Philadelphia heat against a Paraguay team that turned the night into a fight, France won 1-0 and moved into the quarterfinals. And for me, that is the real headline today. Not that France advanced, because elite teams are supposed to advance. It is the way they advanced. This was not a flowing, glamorous, highlight reel kind of win. It was a knockout win in ugly conditions, with contact everywhere, rhythm constantly broken, and the pressure getting heavier as the game went on. Mbappe still found the moment. That is what separates the players who decorate a tournament from the players who define one. Several reports focused on the heat, the physicality, and the way Paraguay tried to drag France into a different kind of match. France came through anyway, and Mbappe came through again anyway. That tells you something important about where this team is right now. They do not need the perfect game to control the story.
That is the real warning sign.
And the bigger thing with Mbappe is that this is no longer just a form story. It is a tournament moment story. Official coverage and multiple reports kept coming back to the same idea. He is piling up goals. He is chasing historic World Cup numbers. And every time France need a face for the occasion, it keeps being him. We talk a lot about systems and depth and balance, and all of that matters. But knockout football still has a way of becoming very personal. Who is carrying the pressure? Mbappe is. Who represents the emotional meaning of France right now? Mbappe does. Who looks like he knows this tournament may be tilting in his direction? Honestly, Mbappe does. And I think that is what people are underestimating. France are not only alive. France now have that dangerous look of a team whose best player is starting to make the whole event orbit around him.
That is why this story is bigger than it looks.
Now, from the freshest result to the biggest upcoming atmosphere game, because Mexico against England suddenly feels enormous. And not in the lazy hype machine way, in the real World Cup way. England are walking into Azteca, into altitude, into history, into a stadium Mexico have effectively turned into a fortress in this tournament. Mexico have not conceded there at this World Cup. The crowd will make every English touch feel judged. The air will feel heavier. The game will feel faster than England want and slower than England expect. This is where the continuity changes from the last two episodes. Yesterday, the question around England was how they would handle noise and emotional pressure. Today, the question is whether they can handle a genuinely hostile football environment that may shape the match as much as tactics do. That is new. That is specific. And that is why this one deserves real attention. Several reports pointed to Azteca's history, to Mexico's record there, and to the way even old ghosts from 1986 still hover over England whenever this stadium enters the conversation. Thomas Tuchel may not want to live in that history, but history does not always ask permission. For Mexico, this is also bigger than a round of 16 game. This is a home country chance to reach a quarterfinal after decades of waiting in the most emotionally loaded setting they could ask for. Who is carrying the pressure here? For England, it is not just Harry Kane or Jude Bellingham. It is the whole idea of England as a traveling power that still expects the game to behave on its terms. For Mexico, the pressure sits with the team, but also with the crowd, the stadium, the national mood. That is what makes it feel alive.
That is where the tension actually is.
And because this is a North American World Cup, the off-pitch story matters too. Mexico City authorities tightened security and limited capacity at major celebration and fan sites ahead of this match after four deaths following the Ecuador win. That is a serious development, and it changes the texture around the game. It means the euphoria around Mexico's run is real, but so is the responsibility now attached to it.
I think that matters because we sometimes talk about fan culture like it is just color. It is not just color. Sometimes it is joy. Sometimes it is identity. And sometimes it becomes a public safety issue almost overnight. If you want to understand what this tournament means in host cities, you have to look at both sides at once. The emotional lift and the management strain.
That matters more than the scoreline.
The United States also deserve a place in today's episode, but I want to frame them carefully because I do not want to just repeat yesterday. Yesterday, the question was how the U.S. would tactically adapt without Folarin Balogun before Belgium. Today, the question is whether the Americans can turn belief into something bigger than a nice home soil story. Ahead of the Belgium match in Seattle, the U.S. mood sounded confident. Mauricio Pochettino leaned into the July 4th symbolism. Tim Ream talked about the chance to inspire people. Sergino Dest spoke openly about the team believing it can beat Belgium even after that ugly warm-up loss in March. For me, that is the interesting part. The U.S. are no longer only trying to survive the absence of Balogun. They are trying to prove that this run belongs to them anyway. That is a much more human pressure story. Because now the pressure sits on the players who remain. Christian Pulisic has to be more than a recognizable name. Ream has to be the adult calm. Dest has to turn belief into production. Pochettino has to make the occasion feel energizing, not sentimental. In a home World Cup, there is a very thin line between inspiration and self-consciousness.
That is the real test for the U.S.
One more thread I do not want to lose. This tournament keeps telling us that host city conditions are part of the football story, not just scenery. Philadelphia had July 4th spectacle and oppressive heat wrapped around France and Paraguay. Mexico City is carrying crowd emotion and security concerns into Mexico and England. Seattle will give the U.S. a different kind of home feeling, more controlled but still loaded with expectation. North America is not one atmosphere. It is a series of different pressures wearing the same World Cup badge. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. The teams that understand the setting fastest may gain more than the teams with the cleaner reputations. France already showed they can survive the mess. Mexico now get to weaponize place. England have to prove they can travel emotionally. The U.S. have to prove that belief is not just branding. That is why tomorrow's conversation could look very different again. For today, the clearest truth is this. Mbappe gave us the result of the day. Azteca gives us the tension of the next day. And the North American host story keeps becoming more consequential by the hour. That is what is actually worth your attention right now. See you tomorrow.